USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication designed to fight COVID. Biden dealing with a little bit of a runny nose, fatigue, and cough. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announces agreements between Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, and the United Nations that will allow grain to be exported from Ukraine through the Black Sea. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has halted much of Ukraine's grain exports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres talks about how the deal will benefit the world.
It will bring relief for developing countries on the edge of bankruptcy and the most vulnerable people on the edge of famine. And it will help stabilize global food prices, which were already at record levels even before the war, a true nightmare for developing countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ethan Crumbly, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbly was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbly is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January. Americans are paying near-record prices for used cars. A report from the car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate is about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase from May and just below the survey's peak in March. Copilot CEO saying the demand for used cars remains strong. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
High-profile trial is wrapping up in Michigan.
Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether 2 engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Sharks are making their way back to New York beaches.
Sharks are treating New York waters like a restaurant, and New York state government is to blame. Great whites and other sharks have been coming close to Long Island beaches this year to feast on a particular kind of bait fish that has been flourishing in New York waters ever since the state legislature voted unanimously to preserve the species 3 years ago. With the population of Atlantic menhaden fish booming, sharks are coming right on in to feast.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.